I'm talking with Richard Oswald, president of the Missouri Farmers Union. Yesterday, the Nebraska Farmers Union announced an agreement with the Humane Society of the United States on the formation of a Nebraska Ag Council with the HSUS, with the intent, it seems, to promote humanely raised livestock. And at the agreement with HSUS was that they wouldn't file an animal welfare ballot initiative. Would Missouri enter into anything like this?
Well, I guess cardinal rule is never say never, but right now, I just don't see Missouri Farmers Union working directly with HSUS. I understand what John Hansen's been saying, and basically what John has been saying is that the people we represent haven't been winning any battles. You know, we haven't gotten the GPSA rules passed, even though the Obama administration said they favored those. We've seen continued consolidation and market domination by a lot of big corporate interests. But I don't think we're ready to just join hands with HSUS either, because I just don't believe that's the way our board would want to go.
Okay. Well, in Missouri's history, recent history, is in fighting the HSUS on Proposition B. And I know that your organization was supportive of the efforts to fight Proposition B.
That's true. We did. And I'll say I don't feel bad about the way that turned out at all. I think that it's good what happened. The problem Missouri Farmers Union has is that some of the big producer groups view us, I guess, with a little suspicion because we didn't join hands with them either. But we have a policy at Missouri Farmers Union, and our policy is strictly populist, really, in nature, in that we're for family farmers and we're for policies that support family farmers. And anytime we talk to any group, I guess, that is different from our group, we want to see what their policies are. And so when a coalition of those groups form, we have to see a written policy that they have of exactly what they're going to do before we say, yes, we'll join you. And normally those coalitions don't have that. Normally they just sort of come to an agreement by the majority. And so Farmers Union feels more comfortable just going ahead and promoting our policies and doing what we do ourselves.
So that would explain why you're not part of the Missouri Farmers Care Coalition?
That's exactly why, yeah. And we were invited to join, and I like some of the things they're doing, but when I asked to see a policy statement of the group of what we were going to promote and what we were going to be for and against, why I was told there really wasn't one. And, you know, I don't want to be divisive about the things I say, but Missouri Farmers Union is not in favor of industrial agriculture. And a lot of grower groups and producer groups view producer agriculture and industrial agriculture as one and the same. And that's not the way our policy sees it.
So you're saying by making this distinction, that sets you apart from the bigger, what you consider to be commercial agriculture or corporate agriculture?
Yeah, it does, and that's where we want to be. We want to be apart from them. You know, we don't have an insurance business in Missouri Farmers Union. We don't have any businesses in Missouri Farmers Union. We are strictly a grassroots organization who relies on membership dues. And in order to get those dues paid, people just have to want to sit down and write us a check. We can't say we're going to sell you insurance or we're going to sell you a product or we're going to take your check off dollars and do these things. We don't have that type of funding. We rely strictly on paid membership. And the only reason people join Missouri Farmers Union is because they want to support us.
Okay. And to be clear, some of the Farmers Union state organizations do have an insurance component, correct?
Yeah, some farmers unions in some states are pretty much like Farm Bureau in those states. In fact, a lot of those states eclipse Farm Bureau where they exist. North Dakota is a good example. North Dakota has very, very large membership across the state and a big insurance business. Oklahoma does also. Nebraska has some insurance business. Kansas has some insurance business. Ohio, but Missouri does not.
Okay. Back to the working with HSUS. You're saying that your organization is opposed to working with them or might work with them in the future. Where do you come down on that?
I wouldn't say that we might work with them in the future. All I can say is that we've talked about it on the board, and we just don't see that that's good for us either. I understand that Joe Maxwell has worked with them. Joe is a member of Missouri Farmers Union, but Joe is not on the board of directors of Missouri Farmers Union. We have a lot of members who, you know, follow their own conscience, and that's what Joe is doing. And Joe and John Hansen feel that working with HSUS is better if HSUS will work with them rather than having to fight these ballot initiatives. I understand that logic, but right now the board of directors of Missouri Farmers Union does not subscribe to that thinking.
All right, and Joe Maxwell is former lieutenant governor. He's also a pork producer in Missouri, Heritage Acre Farms. Is that cooperative in any way supported by Missouri Farmers Union?
No, we support our membership by encouraging them to do those things and to come up with value-added products, and that's sort of what Heritage Acres Pork is about. But there's been a lot of confusion over the years. The Missouri Farmers Union has some of these businesses. We don't have them, and we have never had them. Those have been endeavors that have been attempted by Missouri Farmers Union members, and they have been funded for the most part. The beginnings of those businesses were funded by USDA matching grants. Missouri Farmers Union has never put money directly into those, money of their own directly into those, or done anything but just try to help promote them a little bit when we could. And the fact that we have done those promotions has confused people and made them think that they are a farmers union business, but that's not what they are at all.
Okay, Heritage Acre Farms is a antibiotic-free, humanely, I don't know how they describe their way of raising hogs, but it certainly is in line with what HSUS wants, correct?
Well, I don't know what HSUS wants.
Presumably.
And I won't attempt to speak for them. That's what some Missouri Farmers Union members want, is they want to be able to have access to those markets. And so I think HSUS, if I understand correctly what John Hansen said, I think HSUS is willing to partner with them and help promote that, because that is sort of down the line of what HSUS wants. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, it has to be a written policy for me. I have to see it written down, and HSUS may have that, but HSUS is not a group like Missouri Farmers Union, and they can construct whatever policy they want to construct at any moment of any day. I can't do that. We have meetings. We have an annual meeting coming up November 5th. We're going to put our policy in front of our membership, and they're going to vote up and down every section of that policy. Any changes that are adopted, the membership is going to vote it up and down. That's the only way we work. It's the only way we can work. So we are very cautious. Anytime we're dealing with anyone who doesn't have a member-derived, a member-approved policy that they follow, like a Bible, and that's what we try to do at Farmers Union.
Do you anticipate having a proposal about HSUS in front of your members at your upcoming convention?
No, I have no knowledge of that. There's nothing like that on my agenda or on the agenda that we prepared for the meeting. I'm sure because of this report and because of what Nebraska Farmers Union has done that there will be discussion about it. This will certainly foster some discussion. But it's nothing that Missouri Farmers Union is pursuing at all.